on Bachelorette, year's end, France and America. How do they compare in terms of their ambitions to grow? How do they compare in terms of taxes? In fact, what is the growth story of France? It's famous to the point of being permanently in charge of European culture. But what about employment? What about the young people? I welcome Véronique de Régis, who introduces to me to some amazing statistics about France. But before we get there, Véronique, a very good evening to you. Milton Friedman is identified with the free market. My memory of Milton Friedman, having talked to him once or twice over the years, is that his general opinion was every dollar you take out of the economy in taxes limits the growth of the economy for everybody, the young, the medium, the middle class, and especially for those who need care in their seniority. That's what I remember. You begin your column at Creator Syndicate by indicating that people in the powerful positions of Washington are now mocking Milton Friedman. Why? Do they refute that interpretation of what taxes do?
I think it's because it's fashionable to listen to the voices of all those people who think that America is a terrible country, that the free market hasn't paid off for most people, or it's only benefited for rich people, which obviously is not true. But it's a very fashionable position to have. And Friedman, who is probably the most well-known representative of the free market position, is the target of those who want to claim that, you know, these ideas pushed by Friedman are, you know, out of style and they haven't delivered. Of course, it's kind of interesting because while Friedman has been really influential, and it is true that the U.S., and we've benefited from it, the U.S. has had, certainly since the 80s, the basic assumption was that the private sector was likely to be the better actor in doing something rather than the government. That's something that has actually really been part of the American culture, at the very least. I mean, it was when I moved to the U.S. But it's kind of interesting because it's kind of funny to claim that we live in a Milton Friedman world, considering the size and scope of government, the size of our debt, the size, the amount of money going to cronies every year for program to do things that they are already doing. I mean, I don't feel like I live in a Friedman world.
Let's look at France to make ourselves feel better. You certainly have some statistics here that are shocking. This is Emmanuel Macron's France, which presents itself as successful. You're reporting U.S. GDP for everyone. This is GDP per capita, $76,398 for the U.S., $40,964 for France. The U.S. unemployment rate is 3.9. As of the second quarter of this year, France's was 7.2. And I think somewhere I read in your column that the unemployment for the young people is more than 17%. We wouldn't tolerate such a thing here. You'd have a revolution. Do they tolerate it in France?
Well, no, they don't really tolerate it, but because they have been brainwashed, honestly, through the education system, and they have never been exposed to the ideas of Milton Friedman and others, people in France think that the problem is that we need more government rather than less government. I mean, this is the irony to all of those who think that the reason why we have some problems here in the U.S. and that some people are unhappy or that most people are unhappy, it's because we've been too influenced by Milton Friedman. This is why I wrote this column. I said, just look at a country that hasn't been influenced by the idea, by free market ideas. Like look at a country where actually the default position is that the government is going to do it and the government is going to be big and every aspect of your lives are going to be regulated, and not just regulated once, but twice, and your taxes are going to be very high. I mean, France has the highest level of regulation and taxes, as well as spending. So it goes, I mean, let's look at the outcome of a country like this, a country which arguably is the model that those who are saying that we should forget about Milton Friedman in this country wants to follow. And it looks terrible. And it's not as if you can really argue that in exchange, oh, yes, the French have, you know, they're poorer, but they're happier, or the French are poorer, but they have a better social cohesion. No, it's not true. Actually, they're on strike all the time, and they go and become very violent in the street in the name of income inequality. So I don't know. I just don't know what people are thinking when they're talking about what a failure this country is.
Is there mobility in France? Because this suggests that the rich stay rich and everyone else is chasing them. We have mobility. You can go from being an immigrant in America to being a billionaire. It happens all the time. Does that happen in France?
No, not to this level. And obviously, there's not enough. We would love to have way more mobility in the U.S. than we have, but we still have mobility. There is such a thing as the American dream, even though a lot of people don't believe anymore that there is such a thing as the American dream. But one thing is sure, is that if you want to try to make it in the world and to be richer than your parents, you have a better chance in the U.S. than you have in France.
Is there political resistance to this? I know Hollande was a socialist, and then Macron a bit stabbed him in the back and became the third way, a new party. Is there a Milton Friedman party in France anywhere?
No, not really, not in power at all. I mean, there are people who are classical liberals, but I think for the most part, they're not represented in government at all. Unlike here, where we do have some people who do at the very least kind of pay lip service to the market. And there are people who are blocking in Congress a lot of government action and legislation because in the name that they're too much of a violation of the free market principles.
And the debt, is the debt load in France the same as it is here? We're almost 100% to GDP. We have 30 seconds. What's France?
Yes, it is. It's high and it's higher, but it's not significantly higher than ours. It's only because they tax people just an enormous amount in France compared to here. That said, I mean, the U.S., there are a lot of things we need to do in right. The U.S., and that's cutting spending.
Véronique de Rougier of the Mercatus Center, writing a creator syndicate about France in the 21st century. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.